Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
enjoying your Monday. Because this is the Monday podcast. Yes, it's a little bit extra. It's just a podcast. It's just a potty. There's no radio show. There's nothing here because on Monday nights, we play a best of the weekend. So this little thing that's in your ears right now is a treat. It's a little chef kiss. Come on, guys. Give me a chef kiss.
That sounded like a sound effect. Yeah. That was good.
It was really good, wasn't it?
I honestly thought it was a sound effect.
One of the great kiss sound effects.
Have you got the kiss sound effect there?
No, I don't. But I don't
need it. Can you
search
for one?
I can, if you want me to.
I'd just love to compare the sound effect version to what you just did, because that was phenomenal.
I can try and find one. You guys keep going, because I don't know how long this is going to take to find some sort of kiss.
Give me a little kiss, Grace. Yes, this is
sound effect here called kiss my ass.
No, it's kiss me ass.
Kiss me ass.
Also, Kiss Kiss by Holly Valance, great song.
Mm. How's that go?
I couldn't even tell you how it goes right now because I've got other music in my head.
You've got your head.
Yeah, this.
It's a sincere lack of kiss sound effects.
What's all right, because we've got you.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of songs starting to with kiss.
Yeah. You know, I love that song, Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
Oh, that is a good song.
Kiss me.
Is that that? That's a good one.
Oh, there.
Where?
Go all audio.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, all right, here we go. So I've got a long one and I've got a short one. All right. So do you want mine first or are you want the...
Give me the sound effect.
Okay.
All right. Oh, okay. No, Grace has got no idea. She's the
executive
producer.
I was going to say, just do one of them and we'll guess. All
okay,
of us close our eyes.
Close your eyes.
Close my eyes. And is this a sound effect or is it Nate?
Okay, here we go. Hang on, I'll kill this. Here we go.
I don't even know.
What do you think?
That was a sound effect.
Yeah.
You spot him. Right, what about this one?
All right, show me eyes.
Was that you?
No, that was
a
sound
short
effect.
Sound effect, yeah.
All right, what about this one? Yeah, you're right, by the way. Yeah. All right, what about this one?
That was the sound effect again.
That's a sound effect again, yeah.
This is actually too easy. It's not as fun.
Give us yours again. Give us yours.
Well, then you'll know.
Yeah,
Grace, you can open your eyes.
I'm still sitting here with my eyes closed.
Grace,
where are you going to kiss me?
That's
good. Just as good as the sound effect.
Okay, which one's this then? Well, you're looking at me.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
I don't know.
Well, my eyes are open.
What would you like to lock in?
I'd like to lock in you.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. Very good, though. So, yes, welcome to the Monday pod, which is just us. Look at this. We didn't know that was going to happen. It wasn't even planned. A little kiss gear there. But it's just, it's a little chef kiss for your ears.
How did we get to that? That's how I got there. Chef kiss for the ears.
I'm mad you guys do a kiss. Nate, kill the music. I've got to ask you both something because I feel like maybe I know I am getting older. I'm the oldest member of the team. I'm 33 in October. But I feel like I'm doing something. I don't know if you guys do this. And I'm trying to think if it's something I've always done, but I've realized lately when I'm going to a restaurant or somewhere, I'm just ordering the same stuff now. Mm. I'm not being it. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, I went to an Italian restaurant on the weekend and I just love a margarita pizza. So I got the margarita. I love the fettuccine. What is it like? The
Boschiola.
Carbonara.
Carbonara. Because I know that. And look, it was lovely. I was very satisfied, but I'm like, should I... Do you guys get adventurous on menus or are you just going,
I think it depends on what mood I'm in. Because I really kind of like sitting in my comfort zone sometimes. I know people are like, get out of it. But I'm like, well, there's a reason it's so comfortable.
Yeah.
I think if I'm just kind of at home or something, I'll usually order the same thing because I really like it. Well, but then sometimes if I'm like, okay, no, I'm going to try something different.
The problem, and look, I don't want to point the finger, but I am. The problem with me trying to be adventurous is my partner, when it comes to food, is not. Mm. And we always think, particularly if we're getting some sort of Asian or Indian or something like that, I always want to try different curries, but she just wants to go for the butter chicken all the time. And I go, okay, how about this? And this is where it goes wrong. Because I go, okay, cool, we'll get a butter chicken and then we'll get something else. Like they've got like a new korma on the menu. And I'll go, we'll share. And she goes, great. Comes out, she won't touch the korma. Mm. It'll be all the butter chicken. So it's only me. And then I feel lonely because I want butter chicken.
you're taking the risk. Because if yours is bad, then in your head you're like, well, we're sharing, so I can have some of the butter chicken. But the issue is when it comes out, she's like, no.
No, I don't want it. I'm eating the butter. It's too hot. And her excuse all the time is she's not great with hot food. It's always, it's too hot.
How upsetting is it when you order poorly? As in, like, you go to a restaurant and then everyone orders something different and you're like, I've ordered the worst thing here and everyone else's looks so good.
I told you about that time. Did I tell you when I went to WA and I ordered the fish?
Fish wings.
Fish wings.
Fish wings.
Still to this day. I can't remember what it was. I don't know. People in WA, give us a call.
This is the podcast,
if you're listening to the show, messages on Instagram, whatever. Fish wings. Fish wings. And it was just scales in batter. It was
not good.
And I was trying, that was me trying to be adventurous.
I tell you what, I've started doing at breakfast, because I think for me, breakfast is the most disappointing, Grace, when you when you order wrong and everyone's having a lovely meal and you're just like, I've f***ed this up. Can I say that?
Yeah, it's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Do we have to beep it?
I don't know if we have to, but I probably will.
Yeah, it's good. Sorry, I won't say it again.
No, it's all right.
Anyway, so I F this up. But my go-to, a mate of mine told me this the other day when we were ordering, and because I went to breakfast with him and he ordered the same thing and he goes, this is my new thing. And I go, what is it? And he goes, I just order. What if I'm one, if it's just like two people, he goes, I'll order the same thing. If it's a group of people, I'll order something as someone, because then I'll know at least that I'm like both of us are going to have a great meal, or someone else is having just a poor time as I am.
Oh, okay. You know, so he'll copy somebody just so it does. And if they're both bad, great. If they're both good, great. Because he doesn't want FOMO. I got
you. I feel like when I go to dinner with, like, even just two people, but like a group of people, it's like my biggest pet peeve when everyone orders the same thing. And I feel really disappointed in myself.
Why?
And I don't know why. It's all in my head, obviously. But I almost like often apologize to the waiter. I'm like, I'm so sorry. We're actually all ordering the same thing here. And they're like, I literally could not give two shits about this.
This is why no one goes to dinner with you, mate.
I know.
This is why.
Also, but I'm also, it's nothing to do with the waiter. It's like that would be like the chef, like the kitchen staff's problem. Yeah. The waiter's just running in. The other day, Nath, I, and my girlfriend Ash, we went for breakfast. We all ordered the same thing.
So I all had
the waiter was so excited.
Because it's easy for them. They run a three.
We go, three cornbreads. And he goes, amazing.
Yeah, perfect.
Because he just writes three and then cornbread.
And if we were there with Grace, you'd run into the kitchen and go, guys, I'm so sorry. It's three cornbreads. There's nothing really different here.
We're not issuing you a challenge. I'm so sorry you've chosen this.
I also like to try everyone else's food.
What? No, you can't just
for a
go
group dinner and go,
some of that. You do.
Taste.
You
no,
do.
Not a group dinner.
Or
not
I at least dinner, want sorry. To see how it's served and be like, are you enjoying this? What are your thoughts on it?
Is this what you do when you go to dinner by yourself as well? You look at other people's things?
Oh, yeah. I always order based on like what the table next to me is.
Grace has a rubber neck. When we've been out with her, like if there's a chef walking around with plates for another table, Grace just like mid-conversation just be like, oh, my God, what's over there?
Yeah. What's over there? Let me look at that.
I'm like a dog.
Like, you are.
What's that?
Yeah, you are. Next time I'm going to put the food on the ground and you need a plate.
I'll have what she's having.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.